Marcus Lowe, who's an investigative journalist with Spotlight, wrote an op-ed on the Daily Maverick today. Marcus, good afternoon. Arguing that at least some level 4 type restrictions need to be brought back for the Western Cape.
Yeah, hi, John. Yes, I think the Western Cape is in we're in a truly horrible situation at the moment. I don't know how aware people are that ICU capacity in the public sector is almost at breaking point already.
So William Keyser said that there would be today an agreement with the private sector about their beds becoming available to public health patients.
Yeah, so that will help us to some extent, but the modelling that's been shown to the Western Cape government and that reflects what we've seen in the national models as well, projects that we'll see significant shortages of ICU beds at the peak, even with private sector capacity. So that's the reality we're facing in the Western Cape. That's probably about a month away. Well, that's what the epidemiologists are predicting. So we're in for a very tough time. I guess on the broader question, the decision-making on this stuff is extremely hard. I don't want to suggest that it's straightforward because you have the health side of it, you have economics, you have, people need to have their jobs protected, they need food, etc. So that is why we lifted the lockdown. We haven't had our peak yet. So if you look at European countries, they typically lift their lockdowns after the peak. We're before our peak. So every time we go out, every extra interaction out there is an extra possibility for the virus to spread. So it's extremely dangerous, which is not to say we shouldn't have relaxed the lockdown. I absolutely think we should have. It's just we were forced into an impossible, to make an impossible choice.
If the scientists say that the lockdown level makes no difference to the country's attempt to get on top of the virus, to manage it to proportions which are not as scary as potentially they're going to become over the next month. And the scientists say that all our energies should be put into keeping apart from people, washing our hands, sanitizing our hands, wearing masks. That lockdowns simply don't play a role anymore.
Yeah, broadly speaking, that's correct, and that's where we should be going. But there are specifics that are different, and it's quite interesting that the advisory committee doesn't have that many frontline doctors on it. So to get practical, in Cape Town right now, ICUs are full. Capacity is going to be exceeded. So there are some things we can do that might impact that. So it's quite well recognized that there's a lot of alcohol-related admissions in our ICU wards. So one potential lever we have is to restrict access to alcohol. Now, we've decided not to do that at, I think, a very dangerous point in our provincial epidemic. But, that's where we are now. What we can do is we can watch over the next, say, week or so. And if we see there's a dramatic increase in alcohol-related admissions, then I would argue the responsible thing to do would be to bring that one restriction back. Because that would be an indication that there's a direct correlation between the restriction and what's happening.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things we've already set up is a conversation with the head of the trauma unit at Kuleskier for Monday to find out exactly what happened in that trauma unit over the weekend. Because their difference, as you know, as you wrote, there are differences in the estimates of the reduction of alcohol-related incidents, but it's thought to be around 60%. So if there's a significant number of alcohol-related admissions to Kuleskier trauma unit over the weekend, it does mean perhaps we have to think again. It's not going to be a popular move, not at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. But I think what we need to stress is that once all the ICU beds are full, then if you get sick with COVID-19 and you need ICU, you don't get a bed. and you probably die. Similarly, if the ICUs are over full and you're in a car accident, you know, that makes it much more likely that you'll die if you need an ICU bed. So it kind of links back to what you said earlier. The total number of infections we get will be the same with or without the lockdown from here on in. But right now we're in a position where that, you know, it's much better if you get COVID-19 3 months from now when there's room in the ICU than if you get it now.
I mean, so again, we're told by Alan Windey and by Keith Clutty and by Zweliem Kiese again today in as part of his two-day visit to the Cape that more than ICU beds, it is ICU staff that are in short supply. I mean, it's pointless having another 200 ICU beds by cobbling together some makeshift ICU units and coming to an agreement with the private sector about their capacity being used by the state when you don't have the nurses and the clinically trained people to look after people in an ICU way.
Yeah, so that, I mean, I agree. That shows us that on the supplying bed side of the equation, we can only do so much, right? There's a hard limit. We only have so many healthcare workers trained up to that level. So what else can we do? We can go to the prevention side, and part of that is something like banning the sale of alcohol. Now, I think the timing of this thing is important because the models say that it's going to peak in the next month, right? So we're going to have a period where ICU capacity is exceeded for maybe an entire month, maybe 2 months. But then after that, it will taper off again. Well, that's what's being predicted anyway. So it would be better if more people get sick then when there is capacity than now. It's not that capacity is going to increase from now to 3 months from now. It's just that fewer people are expected to need ICU beds then.
Marcus, thank you very much. Appreciate the article and the conversation. Marcus Lowe, investigative journalist with Spotlight.